Cold Pursuit by T. Jefferson Parker. For Matt Parker and Trina Blake. 1. That night the wind came hard off the Pacific, an El Nino event that would blow 3 inches of rain onto the roofs of San Diego. It was the first big storm of the season, early January and overdue. Palm fronds lifted with a plastic hiss and slapped against the windows of McMichael's apartment. The digitized chirp of his phone sounded ridiculous against the steady wind outside.
"Somebody killed Pete Braga about an hour ago," said McMichael's lieutenant. "You're up on the Wheel of Fortune, but I'll give it to Team 2 if you want."
It was a question McMichael could think about for a long time, but he didn't. "We'll take it."
"Somebody bludgeoned Pete in his house, Tommy," said the lieutenant. "Blood and brains all over the place. Patrol's holding the cleaning lady or some such thing. The reporters are going to hit this one hard when they find out."
It took McMichael a moment to catalog Pete Braga as the victim of a murder, to transfer him from the roster of the living to the ranks of the dead. Murder was always a surprise, especially if it was someone like Pete, who seemed like he'd live forever. "We'll take it," he said again. A brief pause.
"You sure about this, Tom?"
"I'm sure."
"The Irish are a stubborn people. About as stubborn as the Portuguese. Okay, then, Pete Braga's yours."
80-something years old, thought McMichael. It wouldn't take a gladiator to crush the old man's skull. A local badass hero done in by the cleaning lady.
"I'll make the calls, Tommy. You get moving. Need the address?"
"I know it." Pete Braga's estate was on the bay side of Point Loma, right down on the water. 3 levels of weathered redwood and plate glass descended to the sand.